was trying to avoid that sound, but...
Oh, we got it. Doesn't matter, we're not recording yet.
Here we are.
Doesn't matter, we're not recording yet.
Yes, we are. I love you.
Yeah. Okay, we're good.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 83.
I saw you almost slip up there.
I don't know why, but it's been 83 freaking episodes of this podcast, and I still almost say the old podcast.
Well, you should bring the old podcast back.
I would love to at some point. I'd love to get the new one started, but I kind of sprung it on you at the last minute. I'm sorry about that.
I can do both ways if you have it.
It's okay.
You're not... I think I can. I just need more practice.
Okay. Well, we'll give you time to practice in that case.
But it's going to be cool. I like the script already, even though I shit at it. It's okay.
Hello, listeners. How have you been? How was your weekend?
How was your Christmas?
How was your New Year's?
Wait, did we have them do Christmas?
They can't respond. Why are we asking them these things?
They can respond on their end.
And if you responded to your monitor, you so stupid!
Don't call our listeners stupid. To us, they need to be the kind of person who responds to their monitor.
That's true. That is very true.
Is it self-deprecation if I'm deprecating everybody else on the podcast, too?
I mean, I think we're all kind of in the same boat, right? So sorry we missed a week, guys. We decided to take the holidays off, mostly because we've been doing it for 83 weeks straight. Or I've been doing it for at least 82.
I've been here for most of them.
I think I've only missed the one. So, yeah.
Good job, John.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk topics first? Did we go over the ones for...
Nope, those are for the upcoming podcast here.
For this one or for the next one?
The ones we're going to do next.
I don't understand.
So we're freebasing here.
Oh.
So to speak.
It's when James is here.
Yeah.
Cool, because this is a perfect opportunity to talk about the Steam sale.
It's over.
But you know what I mean.
I mean, why would we talk about
the after effects of the Steam sale?
I mean, we're going to have to talk about it with James again, too, but I figured that was going to come up.
Oh, well, we don't have to talk about it then, I guess.
But we can hear what he got. I know what he got.
Yeah.
I know what you got.
I know what he got for me.
I know what I got. I'm pretty excited.
I know. So what'd you get, James? Or John? Wait, that... John?
What's my name?
Wait, we're talking about James! We've only been dating for 4.5 years.
It's okay, we mostly call each other Honey and Dear, and Darling.
And just other stupid names.
And Muffin. And My Little Baguette. Also, you think I'm joking, listeners. I really call her that.
Also, Struggle.
And Struggle.
Calls me Struggle, because that's what I do.
And Bug.
Never in the same sentence.
No, always in the
same
sentence.
So we can stop gushing over each other. We don't have a Valentine's Day cast yet.
Ha 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 ha. Coffee.
I think we did talk about co-op Valentine's Day games, though, last time.
Yeah.
And I was actually just thinking about this.
Lovers in the Dangerous Space
time. Over the break, and I think we can update that a little bit, because there have been a lot of games. Not even Lovers in a Dangerous Space time, although that's a good one. There are other co-op games you can play that aren't remotely Valentine's themed, but that's for a future podcast.
Good people.
That's a very future podcast.
Okay. So, guys.
So, John, what did you get for the Steam sale?
What did I get?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, bullshit, you didn't. We did have a $50. We had a $50 card that we received from family, and so we got to split it two ways. He gets 25, I get 25. And we went through there, and he was kind of like, man, there are a lot of games I already have. What am I going to do with this?
Well, I ended up getting two games in the end. Because for some reason, I remember us having like $100 to spend.
Well, yeah, because we originally got money from Grandma, too. So we have this. But then we also have this.
Elderly grand figures.
No, it was my stepmom that got us the other one, right?
Yeah, I know.
She's
well,
not there, but... Yeah.
But I was thanking them first.
So, what game... You got two games, John.
Yes. I got Dragon Quest Heroes 2, which is fucking awesome. And I got another game that's kind of become a little zen for me. Call of the Wild, The Hunter.
It's a hunting game.
It is a hunting game. And the last game I played in the series was The Hunter Primal, which is you hunting dinosaurs.
Which is cool, but it looks like they perfected this one.
Yeah. Well, and I found myself being really frustrated, because every time I'd find something really cool in this game, I wish they had done it to The Hunter Primal. So I'm like, this would be so cool in a game about hunting dinosaurs!
Except it's just as... Well, that's the thing.
Because you level up and get perks, and you get skill points and everything. And it's like,
just like
damn
real
it.
Life. Because yeah. The game is very realistic beyond... I don't know. The skill tree and everything.
I got really frustrated with the game yesterday, because I spent like 20 minutes wandering an area not finding a single fucking thing. And then I realized it was my fucking fault, because there's a thing they tell you about called hunting pressure, where if you... And this has happened... would happen in real life, too. If you stay in the same fucking area for too long, you know, shooting things... Things tend to leave.
I wouldn't call that hunting pressure, even. That's cause and effect. Yeah. You don't even need a name for it.
You don't necessarily think about that in a video game.
No, and the fact that, like, yes, it would happen in real life, because that's normal behavior. And it's not even like, oh yeah, they took the time. It's like, hey, they knew this.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that that hunting pressure exists in real life. So they knew to make something that way. It's not going the extra mile or taking the time to perfect it.
It's, no, it's not.
It's something that is one of those base things to make a realistic hunting game. However, Hunter Primal had such a good idea, but even I'm noticing, and I only played a small amount of it,
mm-hmm.
I'm noticing the advantages of this game, even though it's just that one hunting game that was like that one fishing game.
Well, that's the thing. Like I
that Cabela's sponsored.
Yeah, I really like this game, though. It's kind of strange, because I never pictured myself as being the type of person to like this game until the Hunter Primal.
That's the thing. The Hunter Primal is one thing, because it's fucking dinosaurs, and people will get on board of it because fucking dinosaurs, but mm-hmm. I feel like this one is just hunting. Yay!
I mean, there's still threats and stuff, because the thing that people forget is that wild animals are still wild animals, and they can fuck you up.
Why don't deer fuck more people up, then?
They do.
Why don't small deer fuck more people up, then?
Well, small deer don't, but not often, anyway. But deer do. Deer absolutely do. In fact, so two times I stumbled upon an entire herd of deer just kind of wandering through the brush, and I crash through, and all of them get startled, and they run off the first time. The second time I stumbled upon a herd of deer, there was a buck, and it's like, "You fucker!" And it charged me, and I'm like, "Oh, shit!"
What do you do in-game if it charges you? You just run? Dodge. Is there no way to, like, stop it? Because I thought, like, if you know it's going to happen and you know you can't dodge, you're supposed to just, as best you can, grab the antlers and then twist it away.
I mean, that's the wrestling way to do it, but you can't do that in the game.
You should be able to do that in the game. If you can hold a gun, you can hold antlers. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
So... It was kind of nice to see that even deer are a threat in the game, though. And it's nice to know that there's a reason for the little health bar. I did manage to die once. That was because it was raining and I was kind of on a hill. And I started slipping. And I was like, oh, this is bad.
Realistic.
And then I started slipping more. I'm like, oh, this is real bad. And then suddenly I was falling. And I was like, ah, shit. And then I died. And I was like, fuck.
Did you just hit the ground or did you fall into water?
Hit the ground.
Lovely.
You can't swim, but you can't die from it. So that's nice, at least.
Why can you just get up to the edge of the water and it won't let you, or...?
No, you can go into the water. Just as soon as your head goes below, you get warped to shore.
Oh.
So that's fine.
I wish it was like that in real life.
No, you don't. We wouldn't be able to swim.
I mean, your head shouldn't be underwater.
To swim?
Yeah, I mean...
I like to
swim. You have to breathe.
You know that people can hold their breath, right? Listeners, you can't see the face that she made, but that was perfect.
So I've got some stuff to sort out, but talk about the game some more, John. What else do you like?
I don't know. I really like how calm it is sometimes. Like, very, very calm, with intermittent areas of, like, chasing the creature after you shot them and they didn't fucking die! That's still a thing from every single one of those games I've played.
I mean...
All two of them.
You can shoot them and they won't die. That sounds like a hunting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I've never hunted, but that sounds like a hunting
thing. That is
thing.
Pretty common, actually, depending on where you hit them. Recently, I've gotten good enough that I've been hitting them pretty much in the lungs constantly, so they don't really run very far.
Is that a hunting tactic? Like, is that something you'd actually want to do, or...?
I haven't actually real-life hunted enough to know.
I think it...
I imagine it is. But I know some people also eat, like, the heart and stuff. I can imagine people eat the lungs. That'd be kind of...
That's what grosses, like, the very, like, most primal part of it is the whole heart eating, and it's just gross. Like, why would you do that?
I mean, you cook it first.
What? What? Why would you do that? I mean,
think of the parts of the animals that we eat anyway. Do you even know it's in sausage?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
So, like, it's not that far-fetched.
It's still, I don't know. I think part of the reason that I'm not into this game is because I'm not into hunting as a concept. Not like I'm anti-hunting. Not like I'm like, the animals! But I'm like, the time you spent... You're not slaying animals, you're slaying time that you could have spent doing something else.
That's true, and I'm way more patient than you, so...
I disagree, largely, but let's move on to the next topic, come on.
Anyway, so Dragon Quest Warriors is pretty fucking swell. I've been really...
Is it patience?
Yep.
Dragon Quest.
Yeah. Dragon Quest Warriors 2, sorry.
It's so Toriyama.
Toriyama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I tried to say.
I know, I was like, Toriyama? Who's Toriyama? Oh, Toriyama! Gotcha. So, it's a Dragon Quest game mixed with a Warriors game, which kind of surprised me.
Hence the aptly fitted name.
No, that's the thing. Like, the gameplay itself is actually meshed together, too. Just, like, the weird abilities that you get in a Dragon Quest game and the stupid names that they have are all in there.
And the goofy-looking characters juxtaposed with scary-looking characters.
Yeah, exactly. Which I really like.
Definitely got some of that whole, like... just everything that Toriyama has made. Mm-hmm. Just all that whole aesthetic.
Yeah. I like it because the normal, like, battles and stuff, they feel like a Warriors game. You feel really powerful. There are some enemies that'll give you some problems because they have specific gimmicks to beating them. But otherwise, they're pretty okay, and it's real fun. You feel like you're able to just tear through enemies. On the other hand, the boss fights feel like a JRPG.
I did kind of feel like the characters, you used, like, three of them and then had nothing but complaints about the rest of them.
I've gotten used to a couple more of them. At the very beginning, there's only one character that can heal. And his name is Tornico, and people might recognize him from previous Dragon Quest games. But he was the only one with a heal spell, and it was kind of annoying to have only one healer, so you have to have him in your party. And I didn't like the first couple of characters you get. So I was just kind of complaining constantly. But then I got some characters that I actually like. Not like I like their characters, but I like how they play, which is nice. So I'm working with them now. And I changed my main character into a priest, who has two heal spells. One is a constant regeneration, and the other is a just straight-up heal spell.
I do feel like they've got a pretty well-rounded roster. They've got Bulma, and Boy Bulma, and Cloud, and...
Yeah, this is kind of funny how, when you see all the characters together, you can see how they all kind of fall into that niche for JRPG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look like a lot of fun, though. I can't wait to...
delve into it?
When I have time.
There is multiplayer!
Online, or...
Yes.
Well, that helps. That helps us with our two computers, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, you can also play offline, but...
Two very lovely two computers that we...
Oh, yes. Listeners, since you've last listened, Emily managed to get her computer borked.
No, I didn't. Okay, when you say Emily managed to, it makes it sound like it's my fault. When I chose none of the parts I bought, I probably could now that I know what like each thing means... But some fuckers who put together my computer...
You can't blame me for James's mistakes.
Yeah, but you said yes.
He assured me it was correct.
Mm-hmm.
He did!
Mm-hmm.
He did!
Well, regardless...
I have the fleet messages to prove it.
Regardless, it's fault that is not mine, and I'm mostly pissed about it that way. And I can't seem to get a hold of the fucking Asus people to fucking... Wait... Asus? Yeah, Asus people, to see if my warranty will even work. Because one of the phone numbers they put on their site just straight up doesn't work. Like, it gets you to a dial tone. Which is very irritating. I even made sure I wasn't entering it wrong. I have to do a little more digging, but, you know, you need a computer to do that, so... I know, I have a phone.
You act like you can't use computer. Mine.
If this was my sole means of computing, though, I'd be boned.
Yeah, because you got school coming up.
Yeah, I know. So I'd probably... sorry.
It's not super convenient, though.
I'm gonna try and replace it using the warranty, but the problem is...
you wanna tell them what part it is?
No, it's the motherboard, no big deal. Which is fully replaceable.
It's only the brain of the computer. Well, okay, it's the part that attaches to... It's a cerebellum.
Yeah, pretty much. But my biggest beef is that we didn't try to get into it. Like, we were planning on just pulling open this, because we think it's a USB short.
Oh, we know it's a USB short.
Yeah.
For sure.
I forget where I was going with this. Oh, aren't there some attached to the chassis, like the front ones?
Okay, so there are USB cords coming directly from the chassis that you plug into the motherboard via the pin connections. And I've removed the pin connections from those. Just to make sure that it wasn't the chassis causing the short. Not only that, I have removed the power supply and plugged it in. I have made sure that the contacts are not contacting the outside of the chassis.
Which would happen, like, I would get zapped if I leaned up against it while I was playing, which, like, when you have the mouse discipline that I do.
Which, I thought that had stopped happening, so that's a...
I mean, it had. I don't know.
See, that's so weird. Because that clearly indicates that there was a problem from the beginning. But when we dicked around with it, I thought it was a short up in the chassis. So we fucked around with it, and then it stopped happening.
I was kind of thinking, like, well, we're in the middle of replacing parts and shit. Maybe I'll try to sell the radiator and get the right-sized one. Because my recurrent one has hips that don't lie.
Yeah.
I just figure, like, well, we're tearing into it.
Also, listeners, to be fair to James, the thing totally said it should work. It just didn't account for the Antec 1200's, little lips in there. Plus, this fucking radiator has hips.
It does. It's got these little nubs on the outside.
So the radiator itself is actually bigger than it says it is.
The radiator itself is fine. It's the things around the radiator. And I was kind of thinking, like, what could we do to sand that off? But we can't.
No.
But we can't. That's why I'm going to try and sell it. Because it's a bummer, but I'm going to do it.
And we'll get you a smaller one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really the only solution. So you've got some new games, too. What have you been playing?
Well... one of them.
Okay.
Well, I did.
What
get,
games did you get?
Well, I actually wanted to peek through because I don't remember. I do know I got the first two Overlord games for dirt cheap because, I mean, my only thing was that they didn't come in, like, a bundle. Granted, I think I only spent $4 on them, but it would have been nice to only spend $3. But,
I mean...
I got both of them for less than $5. I do know that much. Mm-hmm. And, oh, thank you, Steam, for not... I wanted to log in and look at it, but... I do... Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I do have a pretty formidable little list. I was sitting at 299 games before the sale, so that's cool. And
hey, you're getting up there, too.
Not as up there. How many games do you have, John?
Shut up.
Yeah. No, actually, I mean, the shut up is not a number.
Yeah, well, I don't have an exact number on you because my phone is over there.
Okay. Wow, why don't you just list all of my games here? Thanks, Steve. Wow.
I mean, it really does list all your games.
List all of your games here. Okay, god damn it. I just want to look at what's recent.
Okay. Go into your recent purchases.
There's a recent purchases?
Yeah. Transaction list.
Ew. Where? I want to find it. I want to know what I've got. Yes. Well, I'm going to vamp really quickly about... Well, no, I'm going to save that till after, because that's my favorite one. But I have seen John play the Overlord games, and I always like to do that whole, like, how much did you get per hour of playtime? And when it hits a dollar or less per hour of game time, that's where I think you've made a good purchase. Like, for Paladins, I think I put... Oh, Paladins. I think I put in $30 into it. And I definitely got way more than $30 worth, or 30 hours, I guess, worth of gameplay. Which is good, because that means it's below a dollar. I would love to divide it out, but John's peeking through my phone here, trying to help. And then you've got, well, Banished for me. But yeah, if you can get it to a dollar or less of playtime, that's cool. That's why I don't feel like it's a waste, even if you buy a bad game for a dollar. Even if you get less than an hour of game time, because you've gone pretty much to the minimum. What are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at your transaction list, and the last one is on November 22nd.
Well, that's... Oh, you know, fucking, you know what?
What?
It's because you gifted them to me.
Ah, remember?
Yeah, I know. Here, log in as you, because I really want to know.
Let me,
Actually, wait, maybe I didn't...
Can you get to my phone?
No. I just want to see!
Okay. And I have to have you hold my coffee.
Oh, here.
I'll go get my phone.
They'll go.
And I have to go get my code.
Oh.
So, I have Steam card. So either way, I have to get my phone.
Me too. It still let me, though, which is interesting.
Well, hun, because you're verifying on the phone that you use.
Verify on you.
Listeners, I apologize if, No, you're not going to hear this anyway, so why am I apologizing?
Thank you, honey. Sorry to interrupt everything. I figured we could go over yours, too.
It's okay, I gotta unmute my phone anyway.
Haven't you gotten other games, too?
No, I only got two.
Really?
Yeah.
But right directly before that. Because you had a little bit more of the Grim Karen money.
No, I only got two.
Oh. You should have bought more.
I told you I didn't want to.
You should have bought more.
Okay, so now I'm going to try to find this freaking thing again. Notifications. Is that it? I just found it on yours. Why can't I find it now? Nope, sure wasn't. Sorry, listeners. I'm trying in vain to find where this is. Account details? Ah, there it is. Okay, so... Jesus Christ. So, I bought and refunded Dwarf Core, by the way. That game looks so promising, but I had so many problems with it. I'm very, very, very not looking forward to that game being finished the way it is.
I mean, do you think maybe you'll keep an eye out on it just to see, or keep an eye out for it?
I sincerely hope it improves, because when I played of it, and the gameplay itself is solid, but the UI was so bad that it actually made me mad. Like, angry, frustrated. And I've played Nomaria. Nomoria, sorry. That game has a bad UI. And this was worse.
Yeah, that's part of the reason, and it sucks, because I really want to get into it, because John's been recommending it highly. And, like, two or three games that I've played, he's like, oh yeah, if you like this, you'll like Nomaria. But a lot of it is like, oh, I'm not looking forward to that. Because it looks like early Mac
No, it doesn't. Windows. It looks way better than that.
I don't know.
Having been someone who grew up with those type of graphics, like, fuck, I showed you Realms recently, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks better than that.
We had them, we just didn't use them.
So anyway, the games that Emily decided to get are not new at all. Not a single one of them. God damn it. Anyway, they're Crysis, Crypt of the Necrodancer, Tabletop Simulator. That one's newish.
I am excited to use that for shit like D&D.
Half-Life 2, Overlord, and Overlord 2.
I got way more than I thought I did. Granted, most of those were like a buck. What was... Oh, Crysis. I mostly just wanted to have it, because I feel like that's one in everybody's library. And it'd be cool to see how it runs on my computer.
I need to check something real quick. I think you might have got the wrong Crysis.
Oh. Well, it'll be interesting when I try to load it. I do... Okay, so... Recently, though... Oh, God. Oh, no, James got this for me. I did get They Are Billions, and I had looked at it before, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty good. I just want to, you know, see where it's going to go. Oh, my God, this is great! This was when I, you know, actually installed it on John's computer. Although... I mean, if worse came to worse and I had to use your computer, we could always take my graphics card out of yours and then sell yours.
No, we're not just selling mine.
If we have the 1080,
just give it to Dad.
And then we'll plug in my amazing... Oh, that's fair. And then we'll plug in my amazing monitor.
We'll sell the 660.
You know what would be hilarious, though? Because I know that you like your monitor, but I like mine. We'll just put them right behind each other, and we'll just swap them out, and I'll put yours behind you're not using it.
What we're looking at for repairs, if... Okay, so Asus, I want to give you a shout-out real quick, because,
Usually it's shout-outs when you're like, hey, shout-out to this guy, he's great.
Hang on. I want to give you a shout-out, because you're like, oh, hey, yeah, we'll totally replace it. If it's our fault, and if you can get a hold of us at all, ever.
I'm still gonna try. Like, I think... Oh, shit,
it's a $200 replacement fee, basically. If we can't get this taken care of, it's $200 to replace this fucking motherboard.
Not even a replacement fee, it's a buy a new one fee.
Yeah, that's true.
Which...
Which is replacing it.
Well, yeah. My worry is, and I don't know how this works at all, is, like, issues with, like, compatibility.
Because well,
everything
get the
has
same
worked
board.
Until now. That's my worry, is what if it doesn't work?
The same board?
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, then it's absolutely Asus's fault. Because, again, it worked for, like, a year.
Oh my God, it's an iPhone. You know, I actually did read a couple of scathing articles where people are finally like, oh my god, the Apple's been, like, decreasing battery life for old technology because it can't run the new stuff. No, they're dropping performance on the new, or on the old phones so that you buy the new ones.
No, they're dropping performance on the old phones because your batteries are wearing out.
That's what they say.
Well, the thing is, people have been getting their batteries replaced and the performance goes back to normal.
I think they're installing the new program for tracking your old phone and
aliens. I'm sure some people believe that.
MK Ultra. And I actually found out what that was this week. I was very confused. And now I kind of get it, but...
MK Ultra. Let's not talk about that again.
I just didn't know.
I don't want to talk. It's such a stupid thing.
So, they are billions. Fucking stellar. It's an RTS. And you play against zombies. Yeah, it's pretty great. It's a steampunk RTS, and it feels... I mean, it definitely feels like StarCraft II, which is the other one I played, and it doesn't... Well, the only other one beyond that was Sins of a Solar Empire, which was great. It's just the learning curve in that one is high, because the UI in that one also sucks. Mm-hmm. It's not that it doesn't look pretty, it's just that it's not very clear. All the stuff is really fluid and looks like... chrome and brushed steel, so it's, you know, beautiful and shiny and wonderful, but I feel like they took it a little bit too far in making it accessible to the easy, you know, to the casual player of RTSs, but I think I just have to get good, so.
So, at this point, I'm going to tell you guys that we're going to cut this short, mostly because we need to end it, because I see that the recording program that we use is stuttering somewhat, so I want to make sure we get everything to you. So,
We will come back next week.
Yeah.
With Jonas.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to talking more about... insert topic here. Actually, about actual topics. Because we purposely didn't cover news and events, because James isn't here.
And also, god fucking damn it.
What, James, or...?
News.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys.
Speaking of which, when are we doing a Politicast, John?
Every fucking episode until it stops being relevant.
You know, if just James kidding. Isn't here next time.
I mean, if James is here next time. Alright, guys. We will catch you next week. Ciao.
Bye. Boo. Boo. Boo.
Boo. I'm leaving that in.
Boo. Yeah, you be nice to that. You be nice to that. You should edit quickly so I can get back to the Arbillions.